exercising a role in a representative capacity as the elected member of parliament for the Tamale South, which extends to Kuku, Jakara, Yele, Pambiao, to wit Ghana Secondary School, one of our proud institutions. I mean, it remains one of the educational institutions that with pride can even boast of producing the President of the Republic, President John Dramani Mahama. We've gone through to see where he himself used to lay his head as a student and then as prefect. My first appeal will be to the media to exercise circumspection and in reporting historical accurate facts about Cabral and Gbanzaba House. And much of what has been put out publicly is not entirely factual and accurate. Much of what has been put out lacks the historical perspective, and the lack of use of the facility even as largely reported as if there is an official record of students being posted to those sections referred to as students sleeping in the toilets and bathrooms. There is no official record to support that view. It's largely been used as a box room and abandoned since the 1970s and 80s as toilet and bathroom, but have been used by some category of students searching for isolation for purposes of learning to isolate themselves. Therefore, some of your report, as I've indicated, is not entirely accurate and factual. However, let's all await the investigation that has been so commissioned by the Director General of the Ghana Education Service. But for me as a parent, and for many of you, much of what is being said and discussed can affect the emotional, psychological, and educational development of the young students. We owe it to them to socialize them well and to allow teachers to take their pride of place in their socialization in the absence of their parents. So I'm appealing to the media to be circumspect in what you report. And you must report accurately facts that support the historical development of Gbanzaba Cabral, including the fact that it was renovated by Excellency John Dramani Mahama, an old student and a proud old student of that matter. But I think that the continuous media, negative media reportage on this matter must cease forth and allow for us to get and ascertain the facts. And as I've said, not entirely accurate. When I say not entirely, you have to share when it was used, when it was abandoned to be used for purposes of a toilet and a bath, and then the adjoining infrastructure of a toilet and a bathroom. But to appeal to the government that Ghana Secondary School requires support of requisite infrastructure, including dormitories, an astroturf of a football pitch where we used to have the oval place where we came to watch inter-schools and houses sports athletics. And therefore, as I have said, the school needs a wall, would give it some attention, and it to receive my attention as member of parliament. But we'll see what we do to get more central government support in particular that of the Ghana Education Service and the government of Ghana and the Ministry of Education to support Ghana school. If a school can produce a president, what more can you expect from that institution? It means that it's achieved a mark of excellence. And therefore, we owe it to these kids that this negative reportage stops forthwith whilst we establish the full facts around the purported reportage of students being accommodated in toilets and bath. I do not have the full facts available to me, but I've gone around with you to ascertain some of the facts. As far back 1978, Master Goody taught me mathematics at the Bagabaga JSS. And at the time that he was leaving the school, the facility was no longer used for that purpose. So when was it again used for purpose of a toilet and bathroom facility? We need to ascertain the facts of that matter.